It's 3:01. Good afternoon. I'm Marshall Terry, 90.7 WFAE News. Charlotte Mayor Patrick Cannon was arrested today for allegedly violating federal public corruption laws. The U.S. Attorney's Office has charged the mayor with exerting his political influence in exchange for money and gifts. The Attorney's Office says the arrest is the result of an investigation that began in 2010. WFAE's Ben Bradford joins me now to explain what the case is
hey,
about,
Marshall. Ben. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Looking through the charges, it started in 2010 with a tip from an undercover local law enforcement agent. So, you know, we assume probably Charlotte McMurray Police. And it was that Mayor Cannon was potentially involved in illegal activity and public corruption. And so what happened is the CMPD sent that tip over to the FBI, and the FBI sent in their own undercover agent who posed as a Chicago venture capitalist and introduced him to a bunch of other businessmen who the CMPD agent worked with and knew in his undercover role. Over the course of essentially the next few months, the agent gets to know Cannon, meets him at a breakfast meeting, and by the next year, the FBI says it had collected enough evidence of illegal activity from witnesses and undercover agents and from other kinds of reporting and wiretapping and records to start building a case. And essentially what they're saying that he's done is that he's used his political influence, his ability to bypass permitting, zoning regulations, things like that, in exchange for money and other kinds of benefits. And specifically what happened is the undercover FBI agent, by December 2012, the undercover FBI agent sat down to a dinner with Mayor Cannon, where Cannon, this is where the story gets a little bit weird. Mayor Cannon asked if the agent would be willing to invest in a feminine hygiene product he wanted to create, market, and sell in the U.S. called Hers. And we don't know what Hers is or what it's supposed to be or anything like that. There's no record of it really existing other than a $1,000 wire transfer that Cannon sent to Taiwan under the name R&D. So we don't really know what it is. But the agent says that he can give the mayor $12,500 without interest if Cannon can help him with a project. And basically the project is they've been talking about it for some months and it doesn't really exist because it's an undercover investigation, was essentially the agent was saying that he was going to open up a nightclub or a bar somewhere in Uptown or somewhere in South End. And Cannon says, well, hey, again, this is all according to the FBI documents and according to the investigation. Cannon says, I can help you with that. And the agent says, well, I can give you the money then. And then the FBI actually says it's documented. It rented an apartment in Uptown and the mayor met there and met with this agent and they exchanged the money. And there's some details in there. It says that Cannon glances nervously out the window and covers the money with a folder. So the agent closes the curtain and then Cannon raises the money up to his ear and fans the bills. Right. So. And it's right after he said, yeah, I can help you with cut through red tape, deal with some parking issues, some zoning issues, deal with the alcohol enforcement and so forth. The next day, though, this agent gets a call from Cannon. This is the same day that over in New Orleans, the mayor there, Ray Nagin, was indicted for bribery and money laundering. So that same day, Cannon calls this agent and says, hey, this is not a political favor. I want to make sure we're clear on that. I can return the money if there's any kind of misunderstanding about that. And they agreed to meet in person at a later date. And FBI says that they set up meetings multiple times. Cannon didn't show. And then what happens is over the course of the next year, this agent starts introducing Cannon to other undercover agents who are, again, kind of running similar schemes. And over the course of that time, Cannon accepts $48,000, according to this indictment.
All right. WFAE's Ben Bradford with the latest on the developments around Charlotte Mayor Patrick Cannon being arrested today. Thank you, Ben.
Hey, thank you.
We will have more during All Things Considered about an hour away, starting at 4:00 here on 90.7 WFAE. Again, Charlotte Mayor Patrick Cannon arrested today on federal corruption charges. This is WFAE News.